The Walt Disney Company reported yesterday a loss of $4.7 billion in its third quarter. It also announced a surprise for its streaming service, Disney Plus. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
In a call to investors, Disney CEO Bob Chapek ticked off some of the challenges the company has faced in the past quarter. Ongoing concerns over COVID-19 closed down Disney theme parks and resorts, retail stores, cruise ships, sporting events, and TV and film production around the world. 100,000 Disney employees were furloughed.
The impact of the pandemic on people's lives, our communities, businesses, and way of life has been devastating.
But Chapek told investors that Disney theme parks in Shanghai and Florida have reopened with safety protocols in place. And he says the new streaming service, Disney Plus, now has 60.5 million subscribers around the world. And that's the silver lining for Disney, which announced a new movie set to premiere on the platform on September 4th.
Loyal, brave, and true. It is my duty to protect my family.
Disney's live-action version of Mulan is skipping its theatrical release, which had been postponed several times since March. Instead, it will be available on Disney Plus for $29.99. Mulan and Christopher Nolan's Tenet had been seen as bellwethers for when movie theaters could safely reopen, so Disney's announcement comes as a blow to theater owners. During the call, Chapek addressed investors who wondered if this will usher in a new video-on-demand strategy for movie premieres.
We're looking at Mulan as a one-off, as opposed to trying to say that there's some new business windowing model that we're looking at.
Still, Chapek says it will be interesting to learn how well Mulan does on Disney+. He noted the streaming service's success in its recent showings of the musical Hamilton and Beyoncé's Black is King production. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.